A towering figure within the life of the church. That's how Pope Benedict XVI introduced the figure of 4th century Saint Augustine of Hippo to pilgrims gathered in the Paul VI Audience Hall this Wednesday.
The great intellectual heritage of antiquity found expression in Augustine's many writings, which then became a rich source of inspiration and teaching for centuries to come.
Pope Benedict told pilgrims that to find out more about this saint, they should turn to his writings.
Augustine's spiritual autobiography, The Confessions, tells the story of his Christian upbringing, his secular education, his decision to devote his life to the pursuit of truth, and his eventual abandonment of the faith. Attracted at first by Manichaean dualism, he gradually recovered the faith of his childhood, thanks to the prayers of his mother, St. Monica, and the brilliant teaching of St. Ambrose, then Bishop of Milan.
The Confessions, he said, recount Augustine's tormented interior journey, which led to his moral and intellectual conversion, culminating in his baptism by Ambrose.
Returning to Africa to lead a monastic life, Augustine became a priest and then the Bishop of Hippo. In his 30 years as bishop, he proved himself an exemplary pastor, an assiduous preacher, and an influential champion of the Catholic faith.
Such is the immense value of this great African saint that the Pope announced he will be dedicating his audiences exclusively to him for the coming weeks.
In coming weeks, we will turn our attention to the writings and the thought of this great doctor of the Church.
On a lighter note, as he was greeting English-speaking pilgrims to Rome, Pope Benedict XVI was treated to an impromptu rendition of the Ave Maria by a choir who had journeyed from North America.
I am pleased to welcome the English-speaking pilgrims present to this audience, especially the students group from Australia and the United States. I greet the group of deacons from the Archdiocese of Dubuque, and I thank the choir for the praise of God in song. Upon all of you, I invoke God's abundant blessings of joy and peace.